Hi, I'm Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insight, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. On this episode of Pharmacy Focus, we spoke with Judy Neville of AAPT and Wesley Sparkman, assistant professor at Creighton University, about the fall seminars that AAPT are putting together. First, I interviewed Judy about her session titled Payday. Okay, so AAPT is hosting a fall seminar for technicians. What will this seminar cover?
So with this seminar this year, and we haven't had a fall seminar for a number of years, but decided to do it because of technicians asking if we would bring it back. And so we have five topics that we're covering this year. So normally in our annual conventions, we have about 14 topics. So fall seminar is really kind of an abbreviated event with five topics. And five topics, but there is seven continuing education credits that will be awarded. We try and have topics that kind of are pertinent and hot topics currently. So one of those is about Ozempic. Dr. Sullivan will talk on that medication. We hear a lot in the press and in the news. So we'll get some information firsthand at the seminar. Another topic is about pharmacy technician pay, which is always, I think, something on our minds. We have a state trooper who is in Nebraska, and he will talk about, some of the illicit activity or criminal activity associated with pharmacy and drug diversion and kind of ways to mitigate that or what to do if unfortunately you're involved in some type of a robbery. We also have Dr. Paul Dobish, who will be speaking. We're really lucky to have him. He's a professor at the University of Nebraska Medical Center, College of Pharmacy. And for many, many years, countless years, he's been voted as student favorite. So I know he will not disappoint us in the presentation that he'll give, which is on vital signs. And then another topic that we have is delivered by a professor who works at Creighton University at the School of Pharmacy there. And we hear a lot about pharmacy technician advanced practices and how his presentation is really novel is he will talk about the pharmacist impression of a pharmacy technician who takes on advanced roles. And then he will also talk about a study that he conducted regarding motivation for both the pharmacist and the pharmacy technician to take on those advanced roles.
Are there any key themes or topics that you would like to feature about the seminar overall?
Yeah, so I think, first of all, just the fall seminar, like I said, is something that we're bringing back. I don't think we've had it for maybe 4, 5, or 6 years. I've lost count. So it's something that we're bringing back by popular demand. At this fall seminar, it's like a rapid fire event where we'll have presentations that begin at 9 a.m. and then they follow each other in a quick kind of rapid fire succession. And then it ends at 2 p.m. And some of the options, I think, are what makes fall seminar something to think about is that the technicians can attend live and in person. So they're able to come to the venue, ask the presenter questions, network with other technicians. They can attend in person or they can attend virtually. And again, virtually live. So for those technicians who require live CE credit, that can happen virtually when they're doing that together. Another unique thing about the seminar is that if the virtual attendee is not able to attend the full session on November 4th, Saturday, they can attend some, and then they have the option to watch what they missed up to 5 days post-seminar. So they can attend live or they can watch recorded sessions.
How can pharmacy technicians who are interested in the fall seminar sign up?
So it's pretty easy to sign up. Go to pharmacytechnician.com, and that's AAPT, American Association of Pharmacy Technicians. That's our website. So pharmacytechnician.com. And then there's an icon to click on for fall seminar. It's pretty easy to sign up. And again, there's the choice to sign up to attend either virtually or in person.
So you have your own presentation at the seminar. What are some key takeaways and topics that you will be discussing?
I decided to present on something, again, that I think is just really forefront, not only in the pharmacy technician's mind, but also in the pharmacist mind and manager's minds, and that's the pay for pharmacy technicians. It seems like there's always a survey going around, asking about pharmacy technician pay. And there's always talk about job satisfaction and the pay and how do we get our pharmacy technicians to stick around in the profession? Does it have to do with pay? And I am going to say that, yes, it absolutely does. We've been surveyed for the obvious, I believe. And so it's really the title of the presentation is simply Payday. And we're going to focus on, again, kind of the historical factors on pharmacy technician pay, kind of where we came from to bring us to where we are today with the pay. We're also going to look at the findings of a survey where, yes, indeed, pay rate is specific to job satisfaction. Now, certainly there's other things that help us render satisfaction with our job, but pay is definitely one of those things. And then I'm going to take a look at how technicians can leave the seminar and bring information back to their work setting to help increase their rate of pay. And what I found is in many facilities that has to do with a career lattice or a career ladder and being able to put the skills and the tasks and the job description of the pharmacy technician to a career ladder or a lattice and also equate that with their level of pay and their pay raise increase. So hopefully we'll be able to, come to a place at the end of the session where technicians have some tools in their hand to take back to their facility or their workplace to help increase their pay.
That's a really important topic for technicians. So,
it is.
So, how is AAPT helping to develop technician skills, especially during this changing landscape in pharmacy?
Yeah. So, the changing landscape, we can talk about, is that a changing landscape for the technicians where the expectations and the desire of the employer are for the technicians to do more? And then are we going to pay the technicians more for what they're doing? And in many, many cases, the answer is no, the technicians aren't getting paid more. So, really what we want to do at the seminar is have the technicians come and make the seminar, the CE as available as possible to the technicians by keeping the cost as low as we can to encourage them to attend. And when they attend, really just give them the opportunity to grow with the information that they hear and just kind of open doors and have them see bigger possibilities. As a bonus, we do give out swag bags this year. So when the technician signs in, if they're coming in person or if they're a virtual attendee, they will have a swag bag mailed to them. And so what is a swag bag? It's useful items, fun items that are complimentary, like notepads and maybe coffee mugs and highlighters and things like that. So attendees will get a swag bag, and in-person attendees then also, of course, get complimentary lunch and snacks. So we really just want to help technicians with what's out there, help them feel welcome, help them feel, appreciated, and also give them information to help them be the best they can be, both personally and professionally.
I also spoke with Wesley about his session about comfort, motivation, and role expansion for technicians. So what are the current perceptions and motivators on the landscape of pharmacy technicians and their expanding roles?
So when we look at the perceptions of expanding technician roles, we've seen that those perceptions have been shifting. In my case, I can speak to research where we examined what were pharmacists' perceptions and their comfort levels with technicians taking on additional roles, but that was conducted prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. So in particular, administering immunizations, we know that perceptions have shifted in the pharmacist's comfort levels and their perceptions of technician ability to provide those immunizations. So that's just one area where we've seen a shift. As far as motivators, what actually motivates technicians, as opposed to what pharmacists perceive motivates technicians, are in two very different areas. For technicians, we see that they are by and large high on both extrinsic and intrinsic motivators, but it has been seen that pharmacists do not have the same perceptions. They believe that technicians are more motivated extrinsically, or by those external forces that are more tangible in nature, than by more intrinsic motivators. So there is a chasm of understanding that potentially needs to be solved moving forward. And that's one of the things we aim to discuss in this offering.
From the perspective of the pharmacist, what are some additional roles and responsibilities that pharmacy technicians could take on to improve the pharmacist workflow?
As we look at where technicians have a greater opportunity, we went to pharmacists and we simply asked, where would you like to see technicians be more involved? Now, there were some similarities and some differences depending on the particular setting, but when it came to hospital pharmacists, we saw that they would like to see technicians more involved in entering prescription orders and computers, with communicating with wholesale suppliers and vendors, supervising other technicians, and really taking an additional responsibility and some of that managerial perspective. Another one that we saw was billing and other accounting functions. So a lot more administrative pieces pharmacists in the hospital setting believe technicians had an opportunity to fill in within their setting and really improve workflow. In the community space, things were somewhat similar, but also a little bit different. The entering prescription orders in the computer and communicating with wholesale suppliers and vendors, and even the supervising of other technicians remained. But we also saw community pharmacists seeing an additional role with technicians assisting in or facilitating transitions of care for patients. And again, an increased role in the administration of immunizations, especially coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, is a huge opportunity to really grow and expand the role of technicians in their everyday scope of practice.
How can the pharmacist's comfort level impact the expanding roles of pharmacy technicians?
Looking at pharmacist comfort levels, it is hugely impactful for how expanding roles can occur when you get into the rules and regulations of each state's board of pharmacy. In going through the rules and regulations of states that have expanded technician roles, often a phrase that we see is at the pharmacist's discretion. So using that statement as a caveat, we understand that in spite of what may be allowed by a state board of pharmacy, the pharmacist has the ultimate say. So if those comfort levels are not up to where the law allows the technician to practice, then implementation of these expanded roles is limited before it's even begun. So it's important to understand pharmacist comfort levels in this case and how we can find ways to improve those comfort levels if we want to see technicians operating in these new expanded roles.
What motivates pharmacy technicians to take on these various expanding roles?
In looking at motivation, there are countless ways in which individuals can be motivated. But my research team has really worked in nine in particular that can be divided into two overarching categories: extrinsic values, which are more external and tangible in nature, versus the intrinsic values, so those internal, intangible motivators. For us, as extrinsic values, we looked at the income of the job, the prestige of the career, the chance to exercise leadership, the hours and security of job, and the increased autonomy within the work. Now, when we looked at those among technicians, what we saw were relatively high scores. On a 5-point scale, extrinsic values all were higher than a 3.6 average on a scale of 1 to 5 among more than 575 technicians. The income of the job and the hours and security of the job being the most important. However, when we look at the intrinsic values, in nature, what we are talking about is the chance to be helpful to others and to society, the chance to work with people rather than things, the chance to be original and creative in their work, and the ability to work more with ideas than things. While some of these may come across as abstract, what we did see is similarly high scores among the same 576 technicians we surveyed. Average scores again remained higher than a 3.5, with the chance to be helpful to others and to society being greater than 4, greater than some extrinsic motivators that we looked at. So when we looked across all 5 extrinsic values and all 4 intrinsic values, we saw relatively comparable scores. We saw that technicians were high on both extrinsic and intrinsic motivation. But as we mentioned before, pharmacists perceived that technicians were only high on their extrinsic motivators, and the intrinsic was far less important. So that chasm of misunderstanding is really where we need to work to help close the gap and find ways to expand technician roles and improve pharmacist comfort levels to make expansion successful.
How can communication between the pharmacists and pharmacy technicians play a pivotal role in comfort levels for expanding roles?
When we look at the role of communication between pharmacists and pharmacy technicians and the pivotal role that that plays in comfort levels, it's easy to look into the management literature. The management sector has provided a lot of insight into the importance of communicating when we are discussing expanded roles. Early research in the management sector showed that people who believed that it was more important to be more philanthropic, we're more likely to enter the service industry to help other people. While people who were more worried about finances were more aligned with a career in business. Now, this is interesting in pharmacy because it truly is one of the opportunities where someone who values helping others, but similarly wants to work in the business sector, can really intersect and have a huge career. Now, the values that were studied there would be classified as motivators, as we just talked about, intrinsic and extrinsic. So the traditional perspective was that decisions of role expansion involve messaging, where a sender, in this case a pharmacist, would present the new role to the receiver, or in this case a technician. And when it comes to technician role expansion, communication is a key factor in influencing how likely technicians are to take on an advanced role. The communication portion is very important here because messages have to be persuasive. So the pharmacist who is communicating this message of role expansion needs to understand what values are important to technicians. This is where we really are looking at why there is such a disconnect in communication as far as what technicians actually value is important. We know that pharmacists want to tailor their messaging to their technician. We know that pharmacists believe that for a message to be successful, they need to impact the technician where they are and impact what is important to them. Looking back at the management sector, the expectancy theory of work motivation has specified that an individual is more likely to commit their time, their energy, and attention to a situation they believe will fulfill their values. And in this case, we look at those motivators. We look at the intrinsic and extrinsic value. We see that pharmacists, in tailoring their messaging to technicians, need to draw upon those values and draw upon those motivators so that the role expansion messaging is more likely to be successful and the technician is more likely to take on that expanded role.
And lastly, just to kind of wrap things up, how can pharmacy technicians and pharmacists advocate for the expanding roles of technicians?
As far as advocating, it's very important for pharmacists and technicians to be involved in national and state level organizations. We see recently a pharmacy technician has been appointed to the Board of Pharmacy in the state of Tennessee. These are finding ways to have more opportunities for technicians to take on expanded roles. And at the same time as technicians, it's important to advocate for expanded roles for pharmacists. The pharmacy provides such a unique position in the healthcare sphere of accessibility that's not seen in other spaces. If pharmacists are able to expand their work and expand what they can do under their license, technicians are just as likely to see that expansion of their role rise and to see the true success that the practice of pharmacy can have in this new era.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.